You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
As we wrap up Women's Month, we have been reflecting on the importance of having women in the economy and the critical role that they play in not just our economy, but in the global economy. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Executive Head of Strategic Partnerships for Global Markets at Standard Bank's Corporate and Investment Banking. She also happens to be the chair of the African Women Impact Fund, Melindeka Dzeze. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Lindeka, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. For many years, we've had conversations around gender inclusion and achieving social mandates, but more and more we're realizing that those conversations don't speak to the fundamental fact that women are not just a gender inclusion in economic objectives. They're an economic imperative.
Absolutely, sir. And this is important because if you look at the whole space where we are, traditionally, when you look at investment success, it's always been measured through financial returns, revenue, profitability, and market share. But while these metrics remain important, we are now in a world shaped by technological disruptions, demographic change, climate pressures, and evolving societal expectations. And the question we should be asking is whether we are directing capital towards the long-term drivers of sustainable growth. So when we look at the way women are, it's always been looked at as more as a social impact story, even though that is true. I mean, we cannot minimize the social benefits. They're undeniable. But the more compelling case for me is on the economic side of it. When you look at capital that is directed towards women-led businesses or entrepreneurs in the investment ecosystem, we have the potential to expand our markets, we create more jobs, we stimulate innovation, and there's a general broad, we generate broader economic multiplier effects. And this has been proven by data. And also on the continent, well, globally, women entrepreneurs in Africa lead. This is by IFC's research. They're about 24 to 26% of entrepreneur activity. And Africa leads in that space. And not only that, they are the creators of jobs. If you look at the SMEs, women-led businesses, and the rest, they create more jobs than your large-scale private companies. And that's why we cannot overlook this. And they're a bigger part of it. They're an asset that the continent actually has to look at and invest in.
Lindeka, if we know all of the data, if we have all of the facts, why is it that it's still so difficult for women on the African continent and women around the world that are entrepreneurs to access capital that they so desperately need? If we know that they provide a good return on investment, they enable economies and create jobs, where is the gap between financing them and them contributing towards the economy?
I think when you answer that, I think broadly what we first need to look at is that many traditional investment models were not designed to recognize the realities of emerging markets, informal economies, and underserved sectors. As a result, they can overlook businesses and entrepreneurs with significant growth potential. And this is where we think expanding our understanding of investment intelligence does not mean leaving or lowering standards. It means developing better ways of identifying future value. And most of Africa's economic dynamism exists in places that conventional investment approaches can struggle to see. This is women-owned enterprises. This is growing SMEs. You're talking about local innovators and entrepreneurs building businesses under challenging conditions. So often their contribution extends beyond what conventional value models capture. And that's what we need to look at. We cannot be looking, the traditional models were not designed with us in mind. And I think that's where we need to relook at this.
Lindeka, speaking of those contributions, I want to take a look at the Africa Women Impact Fund, a fund that you currently chair, a fund that Standard Bank, the largest bank on the continent by assets, has contributed, has committed more than $10 million towards. And I want to look at that as just but one initiative that has the potential to catalyze the change that we're talking about here. Take us through kind of what that fund has been able to realize as an initiative, but broadly what it's also taught us around how it is that we do need to approach these financing conversations differently.
I think this whole conversation is actually beyond, is a philosophy that informed this bank's investment into this fund. And the objective was not merely to support women-owned businesses, but to strengthen the investment ecosystem by backing these fund managers that have deep local market knowledge and the ability to identify and scale opportunities across Africa. But not only are we fund looking to give money for them to manage money at scale, but we actually have the foundation that allows them. It's a hard journey to raise capital, and you still need to keep lights on. And these women employ the youth. They actually have, those we've funded have actually been able to grow their businesses and employ more people. And some of them have become clients of the bank. So what we've done is actually say, what is that they need? So it's actually looking at the entire ecosystem that they need. While they're fundraising, there's the money that they need to actually be driving and paying investment licensing, getting ESG frameworks. And for us, this approach is not only speaking to, it extends beyond capital deployment. It demonstrates what becomes possible when we invest not only in businesses, but the entire ecosystem that enables businesses to grow. So what we're looking at now is that the right capital deployed through the right investment structures can unlock participation, strengthen markets, create employment, and support sustainable growth, which for me is one that we cannot overlook. If we are serious about accelerating growth on this continent, we cannot ignore a large share of the continent's productive capacity.
The continent has a productive capacity that is growing. The continent has women entrepreneurs that are making an impact and making a tangible difference towards its future. It is these women and entrepreneurs that we need to continue to support, not simply because it is Women's Month, but because the data verifies that they keep the economies of our continent going. We'll have to leave this conversation on that note. Executive Head of Strategic Partnerships for Global Markets at Standard Bank's Corporate and Investment Banking, also the chair of the African Women Impact Fund, Linda Gadzeza, joining us to take a look at the role that women entrepreneurs play on the African continent and how it is that they need to be supported. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Sure, it's great knowing my net worth's denominated in dollars, euros, pounds, and rands, but that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. This is
Shaker.
Surprising my bro in the States on his birthday.
Surprise!
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get an offshore account with 4 currency options and pay no monthly maintenance fees. Search Standard Bank Private for more. Standard Bank, it can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.